Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Embria. How may I help you?
Yes, hi. Good morning. I have a charge on my card from you guys, and I have no idea what this charge is for.
Okay, I'll be more than happy to help you. Just give me one moment so I can look for your account information.
Okay.
Okay, and who am I speaking with?
Raymond Graham.
Did our phone number come up on your your billing statement?
Yes, it came up on my statement. I have a transaction ID.
Okay, could you give me your zip code?
11520.
Okay, and who am I speaking with?
Raymond Graham.
Let's see. Could you give me the last four digits that was used of the card? Or your first and last name spelled out?
No, I gave them my first and last name 2 times already.
Okay, well, could you spell it?
Raymond Graham, G-R-A-H-A-M.
Okay, I'm going to need the last 4 digits of the card.
Okay, the transaction ID wouldn't help?
Let's see. Yeah, you can just give me the order ID.
202-212-243-243-763.
763, okay. Mm-hmm. And let's see. Because I don't see that. We're going to try it one more time.
You want it one more time?
Yes, if you don't mind.
No, I don't mind. It's 202.
Wait, I got it. 202-212-243-763.
Yes.
Okay, and I'm trying to... I see. I don't see your name on here. Could I get the last four of the card that was used?
9499.
Okay. Let's see. Let's see. And you said your name is Raymond?
Raymond Graham.
Yes, sir. We don't have... I don't see that we have charged this card. But I'll check one more. And you said our phone number was on your bank statement?
I'm looking at the charge on my bank statement right now.
And our phone number came up?
Yes. And the phone number and the amount of charge, which was on December 24th, which is not too long ago.
And what does it say that the product is?
It just says Exceptional Electronics 7110. I have no idea what that is.
Let's see. I'm going to go look on another company that we... represent. This one is, let's see. Okay. And what was the charge amount?
$67.32.
Do you know a Richard? You don't know a Richard?
No.
Let's see. Well, could I have the first six of the card?
So which one?
The first six.
The thing is, I don't know. I don't even know who I'm calling. So I'm you know, skeptical of giving all the information. I don't even know if the charge is on my account. And to give you all this information, I don't even know who I'm speaking to, because there's a charge from you on my account, and I don't know how it got there. I don't want to give you any more information anyway.
Well, I can't. Well, you have to. Could you speak? You have to get the number from the bank, because we didn't charge your name, the address you gave me, the zip code, the phone number, or the last four of the card that you gave me. And this is how I can look up your information by the first.
Well,
six.
I know you, even if you look it up, you're not going to have my information, because I've never purchased anything from you guys.
But
so
it
I know
would
you
say
didn't
if,
give my
but you said your card has been charged, and I could look up the numbers. It might come up as your card was charged and somebody else's name comes up on it.
Well, apparently that's what it is, ma'am, because I know definitely for a fact that it was not authorized and it was not used by me. So my name would not come up on your system because I didn't use it. So, you know, whomever is on there on that charge, that's a fraudulent charge.
Or you have the wrong company. But I can get with my supervisor. Just give me a moment.
Yeah, it wouldn't be the wrong company, because I just called you.
Sir?
Yes.
I understand you're trying to figure out who charged the card, but we haven't charged your card number. Your name, the card number that you're giving me is not in our system. The phone number you called from.
You're saying, okay, so what I'm trying to find out from you, based on that purchase ID number that I gave you, can't you determine who made that purchase? Because it apparently was not me. That's what I'm. I don't need to confirm whether or not you charged me. Because I know you did.
We represent over 100 online vendors, and I have.
Mm-hmm.
I could look up the ID number you gave me through all 100 of the online vendors that I work for, and your nothing came up as we ordered that. We charged you, and I tried to look up the card number. The last four, you gave me the last four, which was 9499. Didn't work. Nothing's coming up. And there's people names coming up, but none of their names are your name that you told me.
All right. But you do have the ID number, correct? You see the charge on the ID number?
Amount
of $67.32?
Not with, the transaction ID. You gave me that was the transaction ID, correct?
Yeah.
And it's not the order number, it's the transaction ID?
No, that was the transaction ID.
Okay, which was 2022212243763?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and complete show results and nothing comes up with it, and I can do spell your first and last name.
No, but what I'm saying is you would not see it in my, if somebody stole my information. You would not see my information because apparently they didn't do it in my name because they don't have my name because they don't have the card. However, they got the card swiped someplace, so they got the number and they make it.
You know, you can only, you can, we, I work for a company that you can only order online. You can't call and you cannot call us. You can't call us and, you know, make an order with, you have to make one online.
Okay, so apparently it's an electronic tag. Whoever made that purchase, they just called in a number and they were able to get a purchase from the number that which is matches my card.
What was the product that you mentioned?
I don't know the product. It just gave the name of the company, Electronic.
The company is called Electronic.
Yeah, Exceptional Electronics, yeah. I don't know what it is.
Like five of my vendors are electronics, and I have the order. I can search with the ID you gave me of all the electronic vendors that I work for. Yours is not coming up.
Okay. I don't know what to do at this point, so I'm just going to have to turn it over to the bank because...
Yes, you could turn it over to the bank, and they can figure it out for you because... And if the bank can call us if you think it was us, your bank could call us.
Yeah, well, I mean, what I'm saying, I know it's you because the number is on the sale withdrawal. It's a point-of-sale withdrawal, and your number came up with the ID and the amount. So, and I just called the number, so I know it's you. So the sale was through your company, but it wouldn't be under my name. So that's what I was saying. My name is irrelevant because it would not be under my name. It was whoever made that, you know, fraudulent purchase, whatever a company is, then that's the name that would be on that ID and not mine.
Say hello, sir. Sir?
Yes.
Well, I have looked in the system for everything that you have gave me, and I do not see your car used in our system, and there's nothing else that I could do for you.
All right. I do understand. I do understand. I will just take it a little further.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you so much.
No problem.
No problem.